Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Yeah, and you're not joking around when you say important.
I mean, huge.
A big one right here. So last Saturday, a high school girl posted a video on social media, and it's basically her getting, she's in a Walmart, she pulls out some Bluebell ice cream.
Okay.
Opens up the lid.
Right.
Licks it. Kind of laughs. Puts it back in the freezer. And walks away. 9-second video. Right? Well, there's comments on the video. Well, it turns out that they have identified her. Now, she is a teen, so we cannot give her name out.
You can't.
But she's a 17-year-old from San Antonio.
Oh, man. Skip Barkley on the case.
Come on, Texans.
And here's the issue. In Texas, tampering with consumer products is a felony.
Hold on. Tampering with consumer products, not food, but like...
Including food and drugs.
What I'm saying is that if I picked up a volleyball and I opened the package to take the volleyball out to feel the volleyball and then I didn't like it and I put it back, I've tampered with the package. That's a felony.
Would you like the specifics on the on the law?
Yes.
Tampering means altering or adding something to the product to make it probable that the consumer product will cause serious bodily injury.
Thank you. Thank you. You made me feel better because last week I went into a Dick's Sporting Goods because I like to get volleyballs to be the basketball for the pool basketball.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a better feel.
Yeah.
And so you don't want that big hard rubber thing in there.
Well,
you heard me. And then, so I was taking them out of the box to feel and squeeze and do all that. So that's good. I'm not going to prison
you
now.
You do that, you take it out of the box.
Congrats, dude.
Thank you, Shippy.
God, those are the worst people.
I was going to ask you to put some money in my commissary.
As a person who's spent many years in the sporting goods retail business,
I thought you were going to say prison.
Can we just leave the ball in the box? Why we have to do
sir.
It? Because you know what most people do? They take it out. You know what they do? They half-ass put the box back together.
I don't. But I'm not most people, Kevin.
Clean up the aisle. It's just...
Clean up the aisle? What do you mean? If that would it have sweat in it? What are you cleaning up?
She is looking at 2 to 20 years in prison.
Oh, my God. Sir.
Wow.
Female prison?
You know, I don't even know what they do in that situation.
She's going to be on Orange is the New Black?
Seems like 17 might be considered adult. I don't know.
I think it's probably working out for her favor that her name's not allowed to be identified. But yeah, 17 is an adult in Texas.
Okay, so
you've got a night in the clink coming up.
Here's what I think on something like that. With the problems that we have with our prison system, I feel like this person should be given 5 years probation. Don't send her to prison for this.
It's a second degree felony.
Does she have any priors? I guess we don't know.
I guess that matters.
If there's no priors, give this person 5 years probation. Don't just send them to prison.
I agree, man.
Let me ask you this. This is probably not even white-collar prison. This is like prison.
I guess.
Where you get jumped and horrible things happen.
I don't know, man. It depends which one you get sent to, right?
The idea that you're going to go to prison and get jumped and fight because you licked an ice cream top seems extreme, but...
That's also just like, she did this for likes, though, too.
That's a good point. No, licked. Crazy. She licked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't she liked it. She licked it.
Yeah. I think there was almost 40,000 comments on that post.
Are you serious?
On Twitter.
Bro, she has gotten her social media weight up. What did it appear
engagement
on?
Numbers.
Now, here's what Bluebell said.
Is she an influencer?
Bluebell said that during production, their half-gallon ice cream cartons are flipped upside down and sent to a hardening room.
Who's working that room?
Where the ice cream freezes to the lid to create a natural seal, making any tampered product noticeable.
Okay.
She will not be charged as an adult.
Good.
So
it's a good sign, Kevin.
And that's an update as of 3:00 today. So
Shippy, do you have any updates in the last 2 hours and 44 minutes on the Bluebell thing?
But, I didn't know I was on the Bluebell beat today, but I'm going to look for some right now.
Get on there.
Do you get
I'll let Jared know at 6:15.
Do you get tried as a juvenile if the crime that you commit is a juvenile crime?
Like you farted in the sacred space.
Yeah, what if you're like a dad and you know, just do something stupid. What if you're a dad and you just throw eggs at the neighbor's house, you know, you're just doing a prank with the kids, but you get caught. Your toilet paper in a house. You had tried dad as a kid.
You're running down the street with toilet paper and the cops flag you down, arrest you.
Sorry, I just never got to participate in these types of things when I was growing up. Now, police said the investigation was made even more difficult because of a catfish who claimed to be the person who licked the ice cream. Now, who's that masochist who wanted to go to prison?
A nice piece of fish?
Who's that person going, hey, it was me. Don't get her. It was me who did it.
I just picture this catfish flopping around in the aisle. Trying to get up to that ice cream. Whiskers are getting everywhere.
It's all talking.
It's singing that stupid Take Me to the River song. Or the Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Billy Bass.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
His little fish face going back and forth.
Take me to the river. River. Drop me. Get it? Because I'm a fish.
Man, I remember Robin Williams.
My grandma had one of those.
Did you guys hear about the burrito issue at Taco Bell?
Nope.
Is it any different than all the others?
Yeah. It's like every burrito eventually becomes an issue.
As I move my hands to my butt.
Taco Bell is currently being affected by a tortilla shortage.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah. I like saying Taco Bueno.
That is the dumbest drop I've ever heard.
I like saying it.
I like saying Taco Bueno.
And the way he says it, man. He totally sounds like he's, well.
I like saying Taco Bueno.
It's like, you ever watch The Simpsons?
Oh. No.
You know Ralph Wiggum?
No.
Yeah.
Ralph Wiggum's like, my cat's breath smells like cat food. You know, it's like just the dumbest, most rudimentary stuff. Mike just looks up at a group of people and goes, I like saying Taco Bueno.
I like saying Taco Bueno.
He said that in a sports conversation with G-Pack.
Yeah,
too.
I think that's supposed to be like a joke. Like Taco Bueno, like Taco Charlton is playing well.
I like saying
Taco Bueno.
Like saying Taco Bueno.
I just imagine there's a bunch of people sitting around a fire pit. There's like 12 people talking, just having random discussions. Mike hadn't talked in 10 minutes, and he suddenly interrupts a discussion about the future of social media and says this.
I like saying Taco Bueno.
Everyone's like, oh, okay, Mike.
Are you done with spring break?
Taco Bell encouraged its customers to try other menu items, such as their Power Menu Bowl.
The Power Bottom Bowl.
Or the Cheesy Gordita Crunch, because the company's looking into the tortilla issue.
Well, why doesn't Taco Bueno and Taco Cabana and Taco Casa have these same issues?
Oh, Taco Casa.
One hot girl tweeted.
It's good.
One hot girl tweeted, Taco Bell's tortilla shortage might be the worst thing that's happened to me in a while.
What's her name?
On here it says her Twitter account would be Alex A. Quaranta.
Can you DM me all her stuff?
A lot of people are really tweeting out their outrage because they really wanted to get some Taco Bell going on this 4th of July weekend.
Talk about fireworks.
A guy in Florida is in trouble. Ben just went on vacation in Florida on the way back. He'll be back next week. A Florida man has contracted a flesh-eating bacteria.
What?
Yeah. For that more sucks. On this, let's go to CBS in Florida.
As millions of Americans head to the coast this holiday week, there are new concerns about rare but potentially deadly flesh-eating bacteria found in warm waters. One woman, Lynn Fleming, died last week when she was infected after a fall at a beach. Now, families are sounding the alarm. We spoke to a Florida man who says he was infected without even getting wet.
Tyler King was at work in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida last week when he noticed his left bicep starting to swell. King tried taking Benadryl, but just a few hours later, his arm had nearly tripled in size and he rushed to the emergency room.
When I was a little bit younger, I probably would have tried to tough it out. Well, that would have been the worst thing that I could do.
King had contracted Vibrio, a bacteria commonly found in warm, brackish water, which is a mix of salt and fresh water. When exposed to an open wound, Vibrio can cause a skin infection. If left untreated, the bacteria can be deadly.
If I had gone to sleep that night and woken up at the rate that was spreading, I might not have an arm right now.
Oh.
King, who runs a water sports business, says he did not directly touch water the day he was infected. He still doesn't know how it happened, but he considers himself lucky.
My arm's looking pretty good. Most of the swelling is gone down and the rash has completely gone away.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say the guy that operates a water sports business probably did touch the water.
Yeah, I agree.
My arm's looking pretty good.
I think, I don't know. I don't know that guy is being forthright. I'd be shocked if he didn't actually touch it during the course of his daily water sports business that he runs.
That fat kid's got a great arm.
True.
You know, the flesh-eating bacteria is something that's been talked about really over the last 4 or 5 years. It's become a story. We've seen it in Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I, for one, never been a big ocean guy.
I like Ocean Prime. It's delicious but expensive.
Oh yeah, like you go out in the water and like, for what?
Let the water lap up on your calves.
Like, I should get in a pool.
Live a little.
Live a little.
I should get in a pool, though.
I like.
Why have to get in a body of water where I don't know what's below me?
Like
I don't want to. I don't want to know. I feel the same way about a lake. And I grew up on the lake all the time.
I'm out on.
But as
lakes.
I've gotten older, I'm just like, you know what, guys? I'm kind of out on not seeing what's below me.
I will float in a boat on a lake, but I don't want to go get in a lake.
I want to see what's below me.
Yeah, no, I get it.
At all times,
I get it. But there's we used to be all about the beach vacations, and I think they're great.
A lot of sand.
But man, I want to go to where it's not hot. So I want to go to Colorado or something. And I was thinking about that, though. You go hiking on one of these trails, there's all kinds of Lyme's disease and all kind of crap out there, man.
Yeah.
All kind of stuff that can get you, you know.
Poison ivy.
Bobcats.
But
burrs.
You can get anything. Like
snakes.
A skeeter can bite you and you can get West Nile.
I mean, he was infected without even getting wet.
And nothing's more risky than our daily commute.
Yeah. No.
That's the most risky thing we have. We take part in.
We should all just stay home.
As humans, we're like, hey, let's take a 3,000-pound car. Let's take a 3,000-pound piece of metal and drive it around because we're human.
I just think risk is all around us at all times.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
Yeah.
The way it goes.
We're 11 floors up right now.
Well, it can happen. Anything.
It doesn't mean you need to be a daredevil. Like, I love the work of Hi-Viz, but man, he's out there really, really putting it to the limit every single day. Every single IG post is on the edge.
French man claims to have invented a pill that can transform the smell of your farts.
So it's an orange peel?
No, a pill.
Oh.
P-I-L-L.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a pill. I think that's how most people say that. So what is this, Kevin?
His name is Christian Poincheval.
I like clementines.
And he's basically got a product. It's a pill, basically, where you take the pill if you've had Taco Bell, for instance.
Is this related to the tortilla shortage?
It could be. Anytime you've had something.
Erectile dysfunction.
Hey, this could
there,
be a problem.
I said it.
You go ahead. You take a dose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, depending on what pill that you bought, you could have flour flavored, chocolate flavored.
Flavored?
It changes the smell of your gas.
Flavored?
What?
I think the word is scented.
He says, we were at a table with friends.
You're not going to go eat the fart.
Get what he said. He said, we were at a table with friends.
I can taste it.
After a copious meal where we nearly asphyxiated ourselves with our smelly farts.
Was that a fart?
That gas wasn't great for our table neighbors. So
table
something
neighbors.
Had to be done about
table this. Neighbors.
So many great new phrases.
He said,
I'll be honest with you, I did fart.
He said it's entirely natural. It's just a dietary supplement based on natural ingredients that can change the smell of your gas.
Did you ever see the episode of Portlandia where they had a fart station at the restaurant?
No.
What?
That's funny, though.
They're all going out there farting.
Keep Portland weird, I guess.
That's probably after I quit the show, but yeah. The fart pill is the result of lengthy research and trials and is on sale. Has been on sale for over 10 years. It's just now getting out there in the news. So
that's huge.
Good marketing. So you can buy flavors. They're on sale for $13
a bottle.
They're not flavors.
They're not flavors. They're scents.
What are all the different flavors?
The website also offers fart powder for dogs.
What?
Dude, Roxy needs that. My dog will just lay by the bed and just gas us out. And it's so funny, too, because my wife will go, Roxy! No, Roxy! And Roxy will be going, oh, sorry. And she kind of slowly pushes herself up on the ground.
I'm an old woman
with
dog.
With her head hanging in shame, goes into the next room.
Wrigley, God bless his soul. He would rip some of the nastiest farts you ever smelled. It would clear a room.
We should pour a little out for Dutch's dog, Wrigley.
Yeah, good boy right there.
He's a good puppy dog.
And that's how we win today's weekday update, by pouring out some liquid for Wrigley the dog.
I like saying Taco Bueno. All right, coming up next, we'll get the latest on Randy Gregory.
Way to wrap it up.
Right, I like there. Saying Taco Bueno.
Oh, that's good, Mike.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.